Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Brad Huskin. Brad is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, joined us in 1998. He's the president of IAS Training, the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and the new version of Munchies for Salespeople 2 is out right now. He's our good friend Brad Huskin. Welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Brad, you know, for millennia, salesmanship and the way we got our people ready to go to market to sell didn't really change, except, you know, maybe we got a little bit better at, a little more sophisticated at the training part. But basically, what we knew about customers and what we could presume about them didn't really change for thousands of years. But now that we have all this technology, the customer is now empowered. The customer's in control. And that's changing the fact that the way we think about customers, isn't it? We can no longer presume to know where they are in the decision-making process.
No, we can't, because there's so many different avenues where they can get their knowledge and their education, and they're a much brighter bunch of people today. And that just means salespeople have to be better and more adept and more attuned to what's going on out there in the marketplace, and their skill set has to be much better. And, you know, we can't just rely on clerks anymore to ring up sales and answer questions and those kinds of things.
Well, when people make contact with you, in the old days, you know, when you and I were coming up, Brad, we were our customers' internet.
Exactly.
Whatever they needed to know, they had to get from us.
That's right.
But now, and so we could walk in and presume to start with this, you know, this is a football. And this is how you play the game. But now they're walking in on the 50-yard line saying, okay, you know, it's third and 10, we're going long. The customer's saying that to you.
Well, that's kind of what I was alluding to, is that in the old days, a salesperson, if he was great on product knowledge, didn't necessarily need to have the sales skills that he needs today. And now they need both product knowledge and the sales skills and people knowledge and customer service skills and operational skills. And it's becoming much more complicated.
Well, the main thing is, I mean, I've seen this myself. I walk in somewhere, I've already done my homework, I've already done some research, I know a little bit about the product, I just need to look at it, I need to hold it, I need to ask a few questions, and I walk in and the person acts like I just fell off of a cabbage truck, you know? And number one, they're insulting me. Number two, they're wasting my time. Number three, it makes them look stupid. And so when all they had to do was say, thank you for coming in, what's on your mind today?
Exactly.
Or something like that. Thank you for coming in. How can I help you? Or whatever. Thanks for coming in. What do you know about our new product, our new Apex 123?
Exactly.
And I'd say, I saw it online. I went to the manufacturer's site. I saw it online. But I have a question. The foramen vortex that they talk about, where's the button for that? Right? I mean, maybe I could plug in at that level. And if you don't find that out quickly, all you're going to do is make me mad.
That's exactly right. And I think the difference today, one of the big differences, is that it's more important to sell yourself and to sell the company than it is to sell your products.
Yeah.
People can get the product anywhere.
Anywhere.
What they can't do is get it from you and your bright, smiling face and customer service you're going to give and the interaction and the personalness and all those types of things.
And so what you would say then is, you know what, Brad, I'm glad you asked that question, because I may be the only person within 100 square miles that knows exactly the answer. Come over here and let me show you where that button is. Now, okay,
exactly.
Okay, that was a little hyperbole, but that's how you connect with people, isn't it?
It really is. And finding out what they're going to be using it for, how they're going to be using it, any emotional attachment they might have to this thing.
Yeah.
Just do something, for God's sakes, other than just being the average, everyday, ho-hum, run-of-the-mill type clerk.
It's the age of the customer, ladies and gentlemen. They're in control. They have information that we didn't used to have. You've got to train your salespeople to plug in at that level. Brad, what's the website, please?
IASTraining.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 22. That's right. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. We'll be right back.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.